very special guest this morning, Tommy Allen. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. It's so great to be back here. You know, we got off our schedule because September was a weird month for a lot of us, and especially me at Rapid Growth. But I know we were just here a couple weeks ago, but it's good to be back so quickly.
Happy October.
It's like the chair is still warm from when I left it last time.
It probably is. No, I think that's because of Cindy Beth Davis Dykema, if you really want it.
Really? Okay, all right. All right. Well, thank you, Cindy.
What's our conversation today, Tommy?
Well, today I'm going to start off with a little, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play a little audio clip for a second. And I know you always say, it's a family show, Tommy. Like, I should know after 2015, this many months together, that I know it's a family show, Shelley. But this is an interesting clip that really got me to where we are today.
I had never even been to an expungement clinic before in my life. I just knew we needed to do this. And so I want to apologize that you're waiting outside because it's raining, and I know I don't like my hair in rain. I would never put your hair in rain. But what I want you to know is we're moving as fast as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. Our team is working so hard in there to get everybody in. Okay. If you want to get out of line and come back, keep in mind we're here till 4, but I can't promise that the line is going to get lighter.
So what we're listening to here is a video captured by somebody who I understand is a Link Fellow. At LinkUp over in the southeast side of Grand Rapids. And the woman speaking is someone I've known for a long, long time now, who continues to amaze me. I can't remember. Are you still in Creston, by the way, before we tell who it is yet? Are you still in Creston? This is like that show on TV, like Guess Who the Guest Is or something.
No, I'm downtown now, West Grand.
All right. So that is Danavia Moshe. And she is an incredible woman in our community. She's a mother, an entrepreneur, and an activist. And those are qualities that I love in anyone in this world, because everyone has a mom.
Thank you, Tommy.
My mom's a woman. Yeah. but entrepreneur and activist means that's growing beyond nurturing and making your own way. And that's really how I see you all the time in the community, is making your own way.
Thank you.
Things that are really remarkable. And I'm going to say that, you know, while people may recognize it in 2018, you were the West Michigan Woman Magazine Brilliance Award recipient, and that, you know, you came from Benton Harbor, which I have a, you know, we were talking backstage. One of my best friends is actually from the Benton Harbor area. And so I think one thing Benton Harbor and an old Flint guy can say is that our towns are scrappy.
We're
scrappy people, Flint and Benton Harbor. So
absolutely.
What I think is really great, but then you came to Grand Rapids, studied at Grand Valley State University, and I don't think you have stopped moving ever since. In fact, before we got here today, we had a very long conversation in the lobby about what she's got coming up. And we're not going to get to that, because we're here to talk about that Grand Rapids hosted the first ever expungement resource fair. And it was last weekend at LinkUp. And it was expected to have only a couple hundred people maybe come out.
50 to 100.
and how many people eventually showed up for this?
Like triple that. Over 430 people walked through our doors. Yeah.
Goodness. So I think before we get to this, and a lot of people may not understand what the Expungement Resource Fair is about and what was happening, but may have seen like Danavia with the mayor last week getting a proclamation from the mayor to say this is Expungement Week in Grand Rapids. So I would like maybe to start with there. What are we talking about when we talk about expungement here for people? How do we even begin to have this conversation?
Oh, absolutely. So the Black and Brown Cannabis Guild initially got to the point where we wanted to advocate for expungement, because we were just faced with the reality that there are people who have convictions on their record that are from a long time ago, right? For any number of reasons. It could be a mistake or something that that happened. And while they've already paid their dues, they've already dealt with the ramifications of that, it's still a barrier that lingers, this cloud that hangs over them while they try to pursue other opportunities. And we just had this feeling about how things in their past can stand in the way of what they want to do with their future, and how for some, expungement is a tool. When you have legal support or you have a family member that will get something sealed or erased from your record once a certain amount of time has elapsed, a lot of people don't know about this tool. A lot of people don't have the legal support to go before a judge, have a hearing, and ask that something that is, a long time ago, or even as we're faced with now, something that at the time was criminal, but today is 100% legal. Times change, laws change, and it's really the onus is on the individual to make sure that they're on top of what what can be removed, erased, or sealed on their record. And so we just wanted to bridge that divide. We wanted to help people connect with the necessary information so that they could pursue getting something removed from their record or a barrier removed. And that's why we pursued a proclamation with Mayor Rosalind Bliss.
And I'm sure that helped also with your numbers of people coming out, because there's, you know, there is this power of the press we talk about.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we can do all our Facebook stuff. We can call our friends. We can yes. put up posters and stuff. But it's still great sometimes to have TV get out there, because TV can be streamed.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I think I was really blown away by was the people who collaborated with you. I think encourage people to go to the now, what is the Facebook page that will have all the information about who helped support this? Because the list is very long. We're not able to go into it all.
It won't be a full list, but if you go to the Black and Brown Cannabis Guild Facebook page, we named all our partners and sponsors because they were incredible.
Good.
And they were the part of it that made it more than just an expungement clinic, but an expungement resource fair, so that you could come and regardless of what your news was about your eligibility for expungement, regardless of what happened after your screening, that there would be other wraparound services available. So those partners were all listed and thanked and tagged on the Black and Brown Cannabis Guild Facebook page.
And so we should be really clear, too, with people that you also had a legal partner as well. I understand it was Western Michigan University Cooley Law School.
Absolutely. And specifically, WMU Cooley Law School, Dean Brame and staff attorney Kamal Sandiford of the Access to Justice Clinic, when they got the call months ago, they said quickly, with not even the slightest amount of hesitation, yes, we're going to do this. And it was just a small seed. And I tell people when we talk about how this grew into like this groundswell Grown Rapids movement, that Cooley was the first yes. Cooley said, you know, as many lawyers that want to help come out, we'll run the legal support team. You focus on the rest. And to me, that was a breath of fresh air. And to be honest, when I look back at what happened Saturday, when we were completely overwhelmed by people who had driven from every corner of the region, people who drove over 4 hours away, people who came with their kids, that legal support team was taking the brunt of the stress to make sure we helped everybody in the room. And even now, 4 or 5 days later, are still in the thick of following up with each of those people who turned out. So I'm so grateful to WMU Cooley Law School. I'm super grateful to the Access to Justice Clinic, because without them, this would not have been an expungement resource fair, and it would not have been possible.
So when they showed up in mass like that, I think what was really beautiful was to see how you know, your leadership right away was stepping out in the rain, and we all know with black girl hair.
You know.
I've got enough friends, I know. Like, yes. if you don't have anything on it, or like
to cover it,
you're not out in the rain.
What I tell people is I try to be 100% authentic all the time. And I think, you know, when you get that kind of turnout, where you get lines and you have to, on the fly, start accommodating and figuring out how to deal with overflow and with bad weather even, we have to figure out how to not throw buzzwords at people, not give official formal statements, but just show your heart. And so that's what I did to the crowd all morning. I would say, here's what happened. And so that clip you played, I'm actually kind of embarrassed by it.
No, but I just went out. It's beautiful.
You know, I walked out and there were some people, you know, they couldn't get inside because we were at capacity and we couldn't let any more people in. Yes. And it's frustrating when you show up at an event, you've traveled all this way and you don't have any information. And we had a photographer out there, God bless her heart, Annie, who was just walking around taking pictures, and they kind of started to ask her, like, what's going on? And then when people get upset, you know, I call it like this really awesome mob mentality that kind of settles in, like, someone let us in. I walked outside and said, hey, listen, let me tell you what's going on inside it, and let me ask for grace, because this is our first time doing this and I just wanted to help. I had no idea this would happen, but if you wait, I promise we'll get you the services you need. And instead of people saying, yo, hurry up, they were like,
beautiful.
Thank you so much for doing this. Everyone said, no problem, we'll wait, take your time. And the whole vibe, my mother was there, she said it felt like a community event, like a fan reunion, because everybody, when we spoke, when we talked about what was going on, they were right there in the thick of it with us and they were okay. It wasn't hostility, it wasn't complaints, it wasn't this sucks. Everyone was so grateful and they were nice to each other, they watched each other's kids, and it turned into something beautiful.
This is something we see more and more in our society, where people want to feel like their voices are heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how sometimes we end up with mob mentality, because if they feel like no one's listening to them.
Exactly.
And that moment was beautiful. I love that you were out there. It really was one of those proud moments in Grand Rapidian history for activists, seeing you out there in the rain with people standing in the rain who just want a chance to have a clean slate.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to talk about also how far did this reach? Because I heard that people were coming from even other states, which would not apply, because it, you can, unless they were looking to expunge something in Michigan. Is that correct?
Yes. So I, it's so funny. We talked about the power of the press. So I told people this story 100 times at the event. I said, Monday, I kid you not, we had like 40 people RSVP'd on Eventbrite. And we had, you know, planned for 50 to 100 for food and catering. And we got that proclamation signed from the mayor Tuesday, which was like halfway through National Expungement Week that we were proclaiming. And by Wednesday, when MLive ran their first story, the story that got shared over 100,000 times, we literally ended up with like 300 RSVPs within 72 hours. And then dozens and dozens of emails from people all over the country saying, will you come here? Will you host one at our church, our community group? And so what we started to do was mass email people who we knew may be ineligible and tell them what the rules were. So it has to be in Michigan. It has to be with this, okay, within this amount of time. And what happened was, when we got there, there are people who drove in from other states. You know, like I said, from one person who drove with her kids from Indianapolis, who had a degree in finance, but couldn't use her degree because of a retail fraud misdemeanor from when she was 20 in Benton Harbor. And so we had people who drove from everywhere. Wow. What we focused on was making sure we could help them, yes, focused on making sure that they got the services that they needed and that they knew what their next steps were and that someone was going to be paired with them that would hold their hand the entire process.
I love that.
Show up with them before a judge so that, like you said, they could just be heard. We tell everybody the ultimate decision on whether or not the expungement is successful is the judge's decision. But most judges, because this is the rule and it's, this is the way the process works, are amenable to expungement if you are eligible. And so that's the hardest part, is the screening process, the fingerprinting, the criminal background check, mm-hmm, being pulled. But if you have lawyers to help you with all that and you can get before a judge and explain how your life has changed or how long ago that was or that it's currently legal, then the judge will say, okay, great, done. And it'll move you through to whatever opportunities you need. And so they were educated on that process, and wherever they were, whatever their news were, we just provided the space and the connections for that to happen.
So in the little bit of time we have left here, if we could kind of summarize what happens next, because there, it's many stages, I understand from my research.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't want to say it's like intake, but maybe it is intake is what we're talking about.
You're
opening up a file.
We call it screening.
Okay.
We help people with the screening. So instead of going, spending all the money and then finding out you're not eligible for expungement, when you go to get a hearing, we are connecting you with attorneys who are who are familiar with the expungement statute in the state of Michigan, who will tell you up front whether or not you're eligible and what your next steps need to be, all the way until you get a hearing for a judge, and then to go with you because they know your case, and then to make that case for you to get it expunged, because statistically you're more likely to get your expungement not denied when you have an attorney there present with you, which
True.
Is just how the justice system works, unfortunately. And so the billable hours, even for the attorneys, the legal support for the team, those things have been astronomical, and the impact is still ongoing, which is why I haven't submitted numbers yet. Halfway through the clinic, we had called more lawyers down to help, as you saw in that video. We had more people set up stations and start running background checks and screening folks. And the next steps for us are, first and foremost, making sure everybody who showed up Saturday gets a follow-up call, and taking all the information from all the attorneys who had stations, who did consultations, who did screenings, and all their criminal background check info that they sent to the attendees, and then getting them processed and getting them a follow-up call. So at this point, we are still doing data entry. We got over like 450 email addresses on the sign-in sheet and zip codes. And we have incredible volunteers who literally showed up. That was a Saturday event. They showed up Sunday at Cooley Law School. We got everyone pizza, and they were logging data with their kids in empty Cooley Law School all Sunday. All week, they've been calling people back. And so the next step for us is, first and foremost, dealing with, you know, I keep joking that we went to make a splash and then generated a tsunami. But we're still dealing with the tsunami, right? We want to help everybody who showed up. And then, of course, we're planning the next one. We understand that people have been walking into Link off the street saying, can you help me with expungement? I know you guys had an
affair. And this is after the event.
After the event, right?
Like,
and so
week.
I keep getting emails and calls. Cooley's now getting calls. Phones ringing off the hook. We are still being inundated with emails. People saying, when is the next one? One man was like, yo, can you do this every Saturday? Can we do this once a month? And for people that drove from Muskegon and Saginaw and Benton Harbor, they want to know when the next one is. And so as soon as we deal with that, probably in the next 6 weeks, we'll try and announce some dates for the next expungement fair, because it's evident that we can't do this once a year. It's evident that we can't do this in just one city, and it's evident that we need to make sure especially our press partners are aware of when the next one is, so people can get the information and hopefully benefit from those resources. For now, I tell people to go subscribe to the Black and Brown Cannabis Guild Facebook page for updates, and just thank them for getting the word out and for showing up and supporting what we're doing.
Get your 8 hours
beautiful.
Of sleep. Yes. Danavia Mohay, M-O-J-E-T. Thank you for your passion. How's your little one?
Oh, Brayden's great. He's great. He's the king of the world.
That brings you back.
My three-year-old was at the Expungent Resource Fair. He volunteered.
Of course he did. Thank you very much.
He ran the kids' play area.
He did. He did. He ran child care.
Be careful what you wish for. Thank you for you. Tommy Allen?
Well, I want to thank Danavia for joining us today. I mean, like I said, we've communicated over the years, but this was just one of those moments where I was almost in tears at times watching all that go down. It was remarkable. It was inspiring to an old activist like me. But if you want to read about this, we're going to publish a follow-up, some other interview questions from Danavia and rapidgrowthmedia.com. Later this next week. So please check back in. But we come out every Thursday. And thank you so much for having us on and talking about this very important topic.
Thank you so much.